Action item number 12, discussion and possible action on Bell County WCID number 1 diversion point amendment to system water availability agreement. John Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, back in January, we briefed y'all on a deal with the Bell County WCID number 1, and one of the things that we talked about that time was our Bell House water strategy and the use of the Williamson County Raw Water Line to flow water down into Williamson County. One of the things that we talked about on the Bell House water supply strategy was that this board was committed to building some future infrastructure at some point in time out in the future. So when we discussed the Bell County WCID's request, they had requested for us to allow them to move a portion of their system water availability agreement's diversion from Lake Belton to Lake Stillhouse Hollow. One of the things that they put on the table at that time was to partner with us on the use of their existing deep water intake and a portion of their pipeline right-of-way to be able to go in and do that. Now, originally, when we looked at the Bell House strategy and looked at this relatively 8 or 9 miles between Belton and Stillhouse, we talked about putting an intake up here next to the dam, a deep water intake up next to the dam, and then using satellite imagery and some other things, we talked about a preliminary pipeline layout that would go something like this. After Bell County WCID came to the table and talked to us about partnering, we began to take notice of the deal they put on the table, which was their intake exists right there, right now. It's currently in use. It's oversized such that we could use that intake, the unused portion of that intake, go along their pipeline right-of-way until a point where it made sense to diverge from that and go down to Lake Stillhouse Hollow. Let's go to the next page, please, the next slide, please. Now, we had anticipated that this, given the water use patterns that we have in place right now, would occur somewhere around the 2025-2030 time frame. WCID's request for us really rests, go to the next slide, please, really kind of hinges on their need to get water down on the south side of the lake for the city of Killeen. Killeen was what's driving their request. There was really a lot of synergy behind going in and doing something like this with them because it appeared to be a win-win situation for us both. Next slide, please. When we left the board meeting to go in and try to figure out how we would do this, though, to try to create an amendment to their contract, one of the things that we were reminded of was we have an existing provision in our water sales policy that effectively was meant to incent conversion of old-type contracts onto system-type contracts with the most modern provisions and with the system rate, which is a variable rate that y'all set every year in accordance with the financial needs of the authority. The dilemma with the Bell County WCID number 1 is this, though. They are the largest customer for municipal-type water that we have with their last increment of water. And their two-tier agreement alone is a 49,000-acre-foot two-tier agreement. The delta between what they pay under their two-tier agreement and what they would pay if all 49,000-acre-feet of that were converted to a system water availability agreement is great. And their contracts with their existing customers are fixed contracts based on those old contractual agreements. So there's no way for them to be able to pass that cost along to their customers. It becomes a deal killer for the Bell County WCID. That doesn't seem like very good public policy because their offer allows us to be able to save time and money in accessing their deep water intake and a portion of their right-of-way. The portion of the water that they have asked to move the diversion point of is their system water availability agreement that was sold to them in 2006. System water availability agreements are system supplies, just like they imply. They're paying full freight for that. It's really an administrative matter to change the point of diversion. As to the timeline for when that additional usage out of Lake Stillhouse Hollow would necessitate connecting Belton and Stillhouse together, David Wheelock and the Water Resources guys tell us it has a negligible impact on the overall timeline. We may be talking now 2020 to 2025 as opposed to 2030. So those are the bookends now based on what we're doing. So the reason why we're back to you now is we need for y'all to allow us to amend the system agreement to allow this diversion point without making them go back and convert that 49,000 acre foot two-tier agreement to a system water availability agreement.
One question. It appears on your map, if you go back to the map.
Which one? The
next slide.
Not the picture, but the map.
It looks like that the proposed pipeline now, whether it's coming on our side of Stillhouse, will circle around the back end of Stillhouse and exhaust on the
No, sir.
I'm not reading this map wrong, but you show me where you're likely to come in.
Our pipeline's not on this map. This is Bell County WCID's master plan. This is existing raw water and treated water conveyances that they have in place. It's a schematic developed by CDM Engineering for Bell County WCID. All it does is illustrate where their existing intake is, and they've got water treatment facilities up there, and where we would use their right-of-way down to approximately this storage tank area right here, and then we would come straight down. Yeah, the south end is... They're talking about putting a water treatment facility on the south side of the lake, and this would actually be treated water that came up, too, out into that area. I don't... Where our pipeline would come in? Yeah, go back to the overhead picture. Keep this in mind. It would look like this. We would come off of this and then come down.
But go back to the other one and point to it. Okay. That's what he's looking
at. I'm having trouble
seeing. It's right up above the legend.
We'd come off here, and you see where the map comes. I mean, where the lake comes in right here. We'd go good old fashioned engineering, the shortest distance between two lines that we can get through, right, without going through the middle of somebody's house.
Is there any financial impact from doing it this way, John, to the authority, or does it make any difference to us? Or
it's a positive financial impact for us in that if we go it alone. Go back to the picture slide, please, ma'am. I apologize for making you flip back and forth. We would have to go to the Corps of Engineers and negotiate an agreement with them to put a deep water intake down here next to the dam.
Same as we're doing,
and let me tell you, you're talking years and dollars to be able to go in and get that done. Plus, all of this right-of-way here is not in place right now. We would have to go in and negotiate for all of that. So we'd have to do potentially condemnation. So when you really start to factor in all of that, it's a significant financial issue.
Well, John, you know, on the north side of Stillhouse Hollow, there's that big Corps of Engineer park.
Yes.
And marina and everything else.
Yes.
Is that going to miss it, or is that going to go through the park?
Ideally, we would try to go around any Corps facilities that we could. Given our experience at East Williamson County and Graham, as well, we would prefer to exclude our dealings with that to the extent that we could. So,
is this a change to our? Will this cause us a problem with others if we don't go to the tier two? It's like our policy is when you do something, we're going to go to this.
Will it be a problem for subsequent entities later
on? Yeah.
We won't have anybody else that will come in with a Tier 2 agreement of this size asking to do anything like this. And our response to them typically would be no. Like, for example, if Bell County WCID had come to us and asked to move a portion of that Tier 2 contracted water, we'd have said, sure, if you'll convert it to a system agreement. But since they're only talking about moving the water that's already under a system agreement, Our policy would make us go back and convert all of that old water to a system water availability agreement. And it just didn't seem...
No, I understand what
right.
we're doing. I just wanted to be sure we're not setting up precedence for something in the future where we couldn't then...
I don't believe so. Given what I think is going on with respect to our contracts that are out there and the people that have those contracts, those older contracts, they understand the financial benefit of those, and they don't intend to do anything to change the status of those until they absolutely have to. You know what? If you wanted to have parity with what we have going on here, these guys have put quite a bit on the table, I think. So, yeah. Yes.
Great. Any more questions for John? You could please read the resolution?
Sure. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its April 27, 2009 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to amend Bell County Water Control and Improvement District No. 1 System Water Availability Agreement for 13,000 acre feet with an effective date of June 1, 2006 by adding an additional diversion point of Stillhouse Hollow Reservoir to this agreement.
Heard a reading.
Excuse me. Do I need to reread the whole thing?
No.
Okay. And as let the record reflect that prologue, the following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption out of its April 28, 2009 meeting.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Do I hear a motion to adopt the resolution?
So moved.
Moved by Mackey, seconded by Moore. Please pull the board.
Presiding Officer McLeod?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball? Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Green?
Aye.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lantrip?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinbeck?
Yes.
Director Hesch?
Yes.
John or David, if you don't mind, we've been at it for 2 hours. Let's take a quick break.
Be just fine.
Let's take about 10 minutes, if you don't mind.